الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. I will give an explanation. It is like a translation or a crux of two surahs. These are surahs that majority of us along the line we would have memorized. One is surah Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, and one is surah Wattini Wazzaytun. In different ways, Allah Ta'ala has explained points, and beautiful is Quran and the verses of Quran. It is like an ocean that no matter how deep you go, you will always find there is water still under you. You can't reach the bottom. This is Quran, miraculous. It speaks to every person different, to every era different. To the male it speaks different, to the female it speaks different, to the child, to the adult. For every era, for the era of technology, for the era of the desert. Lessons that we can take from these two surahs, we will mention few, but this is not all. This is just a taste of what is Quran. In Surah Alam Nashrah, a point that is going to be taken out is that one of the biggest distractions of our road or our walking on the path to where we need to go to is what we called disturbance, problems, halat, conditions. You say there's turbulence in the aeroplane, so everyone's surround. So in this world, if we're ever going to look for no turbulence, that when everything is smooth, flowing, that's when I'm going to do what I have to do. So this surah is going to show, don't wait for that. No matter who you are, no matter what grading you have reached, no matter how much you are reading your wazaif, your Quran, your tilawat, your salah, and now you're saying, I'm just now waiting for life to come right. Easier way to understand it, you can just say, I'm waiting for the wife to come right. Then everyone says, never come right. So same, life also will never come right. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a woman is created with a little crooked nature. He said, if you want to benefit from her, you will have to take benefit while that crookedness is there. If you want to go out of your way to put it straight first, he said, you're going to break it. You will have to benefit with the nature. This world, no matter who I am and you, and in what a manner it was explained, this was one of the initial surahs that were revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps the 12th surah. So this was the beginning period of Iman, Islam. Right at the beginning, Almighty Allah was going to explain that who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Have we not opened up your chest for nubuwa? And not any Nabi you are the Imam of the Anbiya. Have we not already done that? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Have we not opened up your chest? وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَدَ ظَهْرَكَ. Then that bulge, that responsibility, that worry, that fikr which normally takes the back down. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first worry was the worry of looking after his immediate family. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with daughters. A man has that fikr, that worry, who will look after my children? Allah Ta'ala brought such a wife to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman's nature is normally stingy. If you're thinking times are hard and you're becoming angry with your wife, why she's spending so much? All you need to do is say, from next month you in charge of the finance. So you bring your 10,000 home and put it in her hand. Woman, if she was buying her 3 tomato sauce last month, she was buying it because it's your money. Now you will see there's no tomato sauce in the fridge. Every time you'll open up, you'll say, where's the sauce? Say, who say you need sauce? Eat without sauce. So you carry on looking, where's the sale coming? No sale. Why? Because a woman's hand cannot open like a man's hand. Allah Tabarakallah brought such a woman to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She opened up everything. She entered as what we will say millionaire, and she held back nothing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Tabarakallah says that responsibility of looking after a house, a family, of worrying of sustenance, worrying about I have to work. Allah says that I sorted out for you. So one is nubuwah. And one is, I have seen to all your worldly issues now. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And your mention, we have made it so high, so high, so high. And today we see the kalima got Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The adhan got Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The iqama got Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After all of that, meaning there is no one that has ever and will ever be like you. You are ours. We saw to your needs of this world also. So now the individual will say, that means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will see no difficulty at all in his mission. The next verse is, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Now you remember, this world is going to come with a lot of difficulty. Lot of difficulties. His entire mission was going to see difficulty. There was the difficulties of people not accepting, the difficulties of losing his family members, the difficulties of seeing the believers being persecuted, the difficulty of having his daughters to migrate, the difficulty of having to leave a land of Makkah Mukarrama to a foreign land, the difficulties at the time of war, the difficulty is there's no food in the house. So much of difficulty. But that first few verses was you unique. In that message it was that how Allah's Nabi is unique, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But being unique was no promise that you're not going to see turbulence. Turbulence is going to come in this world. When it's going to come, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Inna ma'al usri yusra. When the turbulence comes, then you must just remember that before it, things were easy. And after it, things are going to be easy. Before it, things were easy. One friend, when his business had a fire, and everything came down, and that's when like depression sets in. And now my standard of living was so high, how am I going to maintain that standard? So you get worried. So a great alim of Islam, one, what a sentence he said to him. He said, that Allah who gave the first time, do you think he can't give the second time? That Allah who gave the first time, do you think he can't give the second time? So before the difficulty, the man just thinks, yeah, I was living it easy. And the question is, who made it? Allah Ta'ala says, and after the difficulty is easy. So when the problem comes, that mustn't corrupt anything. That mustn't spoil anything. That is the system of the world. It is called turbulence. In the aeroplane, they'll say, because of turbulence, everyone sit down, fasten your seatbelts, no one moves. In this world, it is said, when there's turbulence, you still move. And when there's no turbulence, you still move. When the days are good, I am in the masjid making shukr to Allah. When the days are bad, I am in the masjid making sabr to Allah. When the days are good, I am smiling. When the days are bad, I am crying to my Allah. When Yaqub alayhi salam gets Yusuf alayhi salam and he sees him as the king of Egypt, then Yaqub is the beloved of Allah. And when Yaqub alayhi salam is deprived of Yusuf alayhi salam for so many years and is crying, then also he is the beloved of Allah. In whatever condition man is going to go, this verse was to say, it doesn't matter who you are. To the extent that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told, you're going to see turbulence also.
To manage that turbulence, do you sit down, tie your seatbelt, and you say, I'm just getting my life in order. Just give me a few days to put things right. You don't know what and what happened in my house. I just need things to come right. The surah is told, this world never comes right. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amazing his words. He said, what are you waiting for? He said, if you haven't got wealth, are you waiting for the day money comes? He says, because when money comes, it makes man rebellious. He says, are you waiting for that money? He said, you're young now. You say, I'm a little bit young, enjoy my life. He said, are you waiting for old age that breaks a man? Then you're going to start. Whatever man will say, I just need Allah's Nabi says, they're waiting for what? He said, at the moment you're okay, you say, times are hard. He said, you think it's going to get better? He said, are you waiting for Dajjal? Is that something to wait for? He said, are you waiting for Qiyamah? He said, now is your time. No matter who you are, what your condition is, there is no turbulence that keeps a believer back. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Rather, when your turbulence comes in your life, and you just got finished with what is called the works of this world, you went to the business little bit, you saw, for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no business. For him it was, his day was da'wah ilallah. But there was turbulence. There was losing family members. There was being opposed. There was having an uncle, Abu Lahab, walking from behind, telling people, do not listen to this man. I am his uncle, I know him. Our uncle knows the person the best. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not be worried of what his uncle was saying. But he would see someone coming in his direction. He would have so much hope that man will listen to me, I'll save one soul from Jahannam. Then he would hear the man saying that if the uncle is saying this about him, an uncle knows best about his family member. And then he would see that person turn and walk away. For him to lose one person, that would hurt his heart. That turbulence he has. Our turbulence is small turbulence. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. So when you try to sort out what is called on a worldly level, the business is troubling, so I went inside, I tried to put the papers in order, I tried to say this. Allah says, when you finished with all that, what is called worldly, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. They said, turbulence, sit down, put on your seatbelt. Quran said, فَانْصَبْ. Stand. At the time of turbulence, stand. فَانْصَبْ. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Turn your attention to your Allah and move it at that. The barakah of dua. Some people lift up their hands and they say, I want my dua to take away the problem. It is said, that's not right what you're saying. Dua will take away the problem, but it doesn't promise it'll take it away immediately. Otherwise, a Nabi's dua would have changed things in one night. There wouldn't have been 13 years of Makkah Mukarramah. There wouldn't have been the 10 years of Medina Munawwara. After 8 was the conquest, Fath Makkah. There would have been no need for having a slight defeat at Uhud. It would have been one dua, Allah give us victory completely. Let there be no martyrdom, let there be no shaheed, let there be no suffering, let there be no problems. But the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lift up his hand, how much? How he would make dua, how the leg would swell. Ulama have written that just the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the manner he made those duas. Kitabs are written, Munajat e Maqbool, where they gathered these duas, Al-Hizb al-Azam. They have said, even if a non-Muslim has to read this duas, and he has to understand that these duas were made at the time when everyone was sleeping. He said that non-Muslim, by reading those duas, himself will understand that this could never have been a hypocrite. Because a hypocrite will talk when everyone is awake. No one will stand up when the whole world is sleeping. Said the du'as itself was an open dalil, proof of the nubuwa of the Siddq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he asked, how he made, but there was no guarantee tomorrow things are going to change. So what was this dua? What was it going to do? Yaqub alayhi salam made dua so long. His son said to him, how long are you going to carry on? He said, I know things that you don't know. What dua did until the day the decision came? Dua strengthens the individual so much that you don't need to sit and put on a seatbelt. With dua, you can carry on walking even if the aeroplane is shaking. This is dua. When a man lifts up his hands and his understanding is, I'm drawing aid from you, O Allah. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala makes him what we call Superman in the real world. Whatever problem is coming, he's swimming it out. The waves are going up and down. He's a swimmer going on top of the waves. He got his board. He said, I'll surf over the wave. Other people are drowning. They're saying, stop waters. He says, the waters are not going to stop. Learn how to swim. This is what dua does. So, alam nashrah laka sadrak. The surah was to say, if turbulence is coming in our life, that is not going to stop. No matter who I am, who you are. No matter how close I become to Almighty Allah, in this world there was no promise that you will have no problems. So rather learn how to move with the problems. And dua and Quran is one of those powers. Yeah. So in our walk towards where we need to go, turbulence, that must not stop us. So don't get stuck when problems come. Turbulence comes, it is like I'm driving the car, needing to get to Escort, I had to get here on time. But woman's time, lucky it was. So 3:30 for woman means 4 o'clock, so we got here on time. On the way there was goats, there was donkeys, there was dogs, there was people chasing a cow. Certain things in my life I never saw on the way, I saw it on, and there was definitely potholes. But as that car goes, does that stop the man from carrying on? All he has to learn to do is, you can't stop the problem, you have to avoid. You have to go over. You have to move on the side, but we need to go. So that part we understood. Now where we need to go. Surah Wattini wa Zaytun is now going to explain this. That we have a purpose in this world. It is not to make sure there's no turbulence. This aeroplane is going to reach its destination with turbulence. And everyone will have to carry on moving. How that aeroplane goes in the clouds, whole aeroplane shakes, the pilot just carries on. He knows, as I carry on, things will settle down again. Again turbulence comes, he carries on, he doesn't stop. We have to just carry on. There's ease before, there's ease after. When little bit movement comes, I just carry on. So what is my purpose? Watini wa zaytun means by the oath of the fig and the olive. Ulama have mentioned in the world of the fruits, it is these two that is known as the king of all fruits. For different reasons. One reason they have mentioned is in going off. The ability to keep itself far from germs. The fig and the olive. Watini wa zaytun. The ability to keep itself far from what is called going off is unique in it. Unique. Others have mentioned what is in it is something that other fruits don't have. So they have said that this is in the world of the fruits, the king of fruits. Watini wa zaytun. And others have given other explanations. Watur sinin, Mount Tur refers to every mountain. Sinin means lush. A mountain that has greenery on it. You get some mountains only rock. You get some mountains that got its trees, got its color. Musa alayhi salam in his journey and in his mission, he went through a couple of lands. Starting from what we call Midian. Midian is in north of Arabia. Going towards what we will call, what today they are speaking of, Neom. the city of the future, Neom. So Neom will be situated very close to where Madian was. North of Arabia starts Musa alayhi salam. Whatever mountains are found on his right hand side, those lush mountains are known as the Mounts of Sinin, because they are all lush. Musa alayhi salam will make his journey. He will go into Egypt. In Egypt, the first part of his life will be, there's no Nubuwa. He will be in Egypt, and thereafter something will happen. Musa alayhi salam will get scared. He will have to run away from Egypt. That's when he will now come to Madian. In Madian, he will get married. He will live in Madian. Now a time comes where he wants to go from Madian. Some say going back to Egypt, either to visit his mother or for whatever reason. So I'm leaving Madian and I'm going towards Egypt. This is Musa alayhi salam's first journey. On this journey, North Arabia, he comes around this point here, North Arabia. Somewhere here, Allah Tabarakallah's first speech to Musa alayhi salam takes place. Where it takes place? On a mountain in that region. Exactly where that mountain is, no one knows. Musa alayhi salam will just be guided. He will see a light in the distance, far. When he will come there, he will hear Almighty Allah. What went in that area? The speech of Almighty Allah from all the lush mountains in the world. When we say Mount Tur, we're speaking about that lush mountain which enjoyed the speech of Almighty Allah. It got nothing to do with the greenery. Musa alayhi salam would go into Egypt now as the Nabi of Allah. Whenever the time would come where Allah Tabarakallah wants to converse with Musa alayhi salam, again he would be directed into the mountains. Green mountains are everywhere in the world, mountains of Switzerland. But when Allah Tabarakallah's speech would fall, that would become, you are mountain. All the other mountains are going to die one day. No matter how green they are, but there's those selected spots. Musa alayhi salam will come back finally on his journey to Al-Aqsa. Wherever Allah Tabarakallah will speak to him, that will be Mount Tur. So ulama have mentioned Mount Tur is scattered. Wherever the speech of Allah fell, it became so unique. But otherwise, Sinin means a mountain which has greenery. But when me and you speak about it, we're not bothered about that. We're saying the best mountains on earth. Which one is it? The one that got the speech of Allah within it. You became unique, no other mountain is like you. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ The best of lands in the entire world. The best of fruits. The best of mountains. The best of lands, Makkah Mukarram. When you will go looking at mountains, you will find many mountains got greenery. But we said, no, I'm looking for the one that got the speech of Allah. You are a unique mountain. Now when we're looking for a land, you say, land's got a lot of things in it, but there is no land that got the Kaaba in it. He said, because of the Kaaba, I will travel to you. I will spend for you. I will desire to be by you. I will look at you. I will make tawaf around you. It's worth it. Whatever I have to spend, I'll be honored. I'll be happy. I will come to you. The journey is hard. I'll say, I'll make sabr on the journey. Why? And someone will say, what's in that city? He will say, in the Kaaba is whatever Allah pours into the Kaaba. Again, is there any attraction on the outside? It is everything that's inside. The best of fruits, it got to do with what's inside. If someone says the beauty of the fig, you say there's hardly any beauty. You say the beauty of the olive, you say no, the benefit is what's in it. Then you will say the beauty of the mountains, you say I'm not looking for beautiful mountains. I am looking for Mount Tur. Because the speech of Allah is within it. It's the best of cities, I am not looking for buildings. I am looking for this building which got the brilliance of Allah within it. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ Three oaths are taken on the best of fruits. But immediately it says, what's made it the best? It's what's inside, not on top. The best of mountains, it what is inside, not on top.
The best of lands, it's what's inside, not on top. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Allah Ta'ala says, and when we made the best of creation, He says, indeed we created man in the best of forms. Immediately those three qasams were going to say, but he will only remain unique if inside him there's something. If inside there is nothing, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ The outside form, we have already set that it has to go down here. The outside form. We made it so smart. So smart. But the shelf life of the outside is very little. The fig and the olive, it is the last to go off. But there's no guarantee it can't go off. If it is not preserved, if it is not looked after, if it is not kept in the best of environments, it was yesterday the best of fruits, but tomorrow the housewife throws it in the bin. You say, well, how could you buy this? Couldn't you see it's off? You say, but didn't you hear this is wateen? Allah took qasam on it. She will say, Allah took qasam on that fig and that olive which is good. Similarly, when man was told, and I made you of the most unique substance. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ Oh man, I made you so unique. The beginning qasam was to tell man, don't ever make the mistake of the fig and the olive that went off. Because then you can't look at the mirror and say, how handsome I am. Because if you're rotten, then the grave will say, I spit you out. You will say, but Allah made me from His own hand. Did you not hear, O grave, that Allah announced, خَلَقْتُكَ بِيَدَيَّ With my hand I made you, meaning special attention. You say to the grave, on the world I am أَحْسَنُل, the best of Allah's creation. And the grave will say, you are like the fruits. If you came with something inside, we will take qasam on you also. We will open up for you. Everything will come to you. In Jannah, everything will come around you. But if you could not get anything inside, your outside does not ever guarantee your inside cannot rot. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ What made a mountain was the speech of Almighty Allah. Allah in His kindness allowed our heart to take His speech. That you want to be a Mount Tur, it is out for you. So I've made the heart of this ummah such it can receive the kalam of Allah. So that kalam goes. No one in any previous nation besides a Nabi was able to take the speech of Almighty Allah within it. This ummah was given this honor that the small child also his heart will open up. And we'll make you a Mount Tur also if you want to. But your outside must not be your mission in life, it's your inside. I need to take the speech of Allah within me. The Kaaba took the tajalli of Allah, continues taking the tajalli of Allah, always under the nazar of Allah. Allah Tabarakallah allowed the people of this ummah that if you want to, you can be under the special nazar of Almighty Allah. As the tajalli falls on the Kaaba, Allah's special nazar, glance, gaze is falling on the people of the Sunnah. To be able to get that, this is the formula to make sure we remain the best of fruit till the ending. The speech of Allah within me, the attention of Allah always on me. If this too lifts away from me, I become the fig and the olive that went off. If these two remain in me, to a great extent the kalam of Allah, we have memorized, we have taken it in meaning we still a little kacha weak. Think about the meaning of Quran, love Quran, and search for that special nazar of Allah. Ulama have mentioned to get special attention of Allah, one of the easiest methods is, make your outside like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Just make your outside. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh gave a unique example in this. He says a woman grabbed a child in the shop. This would have been in the past, because nowadays you grab a child, they think kidnapping. But in the past she grabbed a child and she said to the mother, "Can I buy your child something?" So she brings a gift and she hands it and says, "Please take it from me." The mother says, "Why this kindness?" She says, "I had my own child, which passed away at the age of your child. When I looked at your child, I thought of my child. Since my child is not there for me to show love, to just make myself happy, I wanted to show love to the one that looks like my child." He says, when a normal woman does this in the world, then Almighty Allah has a system that the love that He showed and shows to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that love and attention gets directed to anyone who walks, who talks, who acts, who takes the mission, who takes the fikr, who takes the talk, who takes the dawah, who takes the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever is called an ambassador, whoever says I want to be his ambassador, whoever says I want to be the one who imitates him, I want to be the one who thinks about him, I want to be the one who mentions him, whoever gets any connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever nazar of Allah falls, it is also directed to him. So he becomes like a walking Kaaba. Take your outside like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lot of things will follow. Lot of things. The speech of Allah, take it within. The nazar, the tawajjuh of Almighty Allah, take. And your fig and your olive, it will remain fresh till the end. Minus these two things, what will happen? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ Almighty Allah said, I made the outside. I made it. And I made it so smart. But I am telling you, it does not have shelf life. This is something that men and women can just not understand. So when you go in the market of what is called lotions and creams, every one of them, that name that they got, look younger, remove white, make sure you don't get old. The woman wants to, she's already 50, but she wants to look 30. So every night she's putting on that. That thing mustn't wrinkle a little bit. Because tomorrow when I'm going out, the people must see me. They call it makeup. Makeup has that meaning, makeup. Meaning you made up. You know this is not you. So the woman goes out and the other men who see her, they say, hey, her husband is so lucky, how smart. Don't they know that the husband is not lucky, because she's only smart outside. When she comes home, she has to wash. So when she washes, the husband sees her. And he has to make sabr. So they saying how lucky you are, he's saying how lucky you are. But that one knows what he got, this one knows. And the poor auntie, every time she's putting it, why? That girl who says, you married me for me. The day the boy comes to see her, she'll put no makeup. I want you to be happy with me, natural. Because to live natural after this is very easy. But to be unnatural, my whole life will be hard. I will come out of the bathroom, you're going to see natural. So when you came to see me the first day, why must I show unnatural? The person came to buy the car. The car dealer is told, on that day, don't send the car to wash the engine. Then you open up and you say, look at what a clean engine. So he says, hey, this is a top engine. Say, wash. Let him see the real engine. But when he's driving it later on, he must know what he bought. Don't ever give an outside show and later on you can't keep up. But in the shaitani world, the girl was told, look like what you're not. So the boy saw her for 3 years. She sounded what she's not. She sounded sweet. But if you ask her brother, you'll say there's no one as sour as her. When she loses, you say, I traveled with your sister. He said, I love with my sister. He said, I saw her so pretty. The brother says, I saw her when she's not pretty. You saw her made up. I saw her real. That boy who marries something that he never saw, the day he sees her, he'll say, I never married you. And she'll say, and I never married you. Islam was so true. It's called the religion of the truth. It said, in your every business dealing, be truthful. Show exactly what the product is. Allah will put barakah. So the boy comes to see the girl. Let the girl show the boy who she is. If she can do it on day one and he says, I'm happy with you, she doesn't have to ever fall into the trap of makeup after. Because makeup never keeps shelf life. This body, Allah said, has to go down. The only thing that the world of makeup can do is she bought first that first lotion, 50 rand. It managed to keep her body tight. But next month, 50 rand lotion is too cheap to keep her body. She needs 70 rand. Her friend will say, you know, this one is working for me. Say, hey, give me that name. So where you got it from? That doctor here prescribed it. Very good. Suddenly the price is 200 rand. Now it's keeping it. Will it always keep it? Allah said the body has to go down. Then she sees somebody else. Her face is tight. Say, where you got this 500 rand? Say, get that from me. Time comes that the only effects that the makeup is making is on the wallet of the husband. On the face, nothing. Rather, the face goes even faster into decline. Because every one of these makeups come with their after effects. And the worst makeups that you can ever find, you'll go in the market and you'll see something called Dead Sea products. Dead Sea products. How they marketed this. Allah's curse fell on the people who got involved in the action of boy to boy, man to man. Nabi Lut alayhi salam said, I cannot stand your action. لِعَمَلِكُم مِّنَ الْقَالِينَ Allah tabarakala took qasam oath on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Lut alayhi salam, when the angels came to him, to come and punish this nation for this action of man to man, boy to boy. They came in the form of handsome men. This nation had become now so filthy. Those people at the present time where they're saying that, see me, I'm a boy, but I don't like boys. Or I'm a girl, but I don't like girls. But I don't feel it's right that I must tell the one who does like. That you can't do it. They give them their rights. Allow them their rights. They're born with this. And we have heard some Muslims saying that I don't do it. But if someone is born with it, how can I stop them? When Quran described it, unique is Quran. Quran would always show where it will end. Will it end where a boy says, I like another boy? And happily the two of us will get married. Happily. Happily we'll go live in one house. Happily we'll lift up our hands and pray and say, oh God, when is the child coming? Happily. Or will it go one step further? When the angels came in the form of men, the people of Lut alayhi salam got the message that there are men in that house. They had become so gripped with this filth. Allah Tabaraka describes when they began coming. He says, as though they were rolling down the hill. One pushing the other, meaning, I want to get in front. I want to get in front. Picture the scene where you got people who got absolutely no modesty at all. That the man is running to another man and he's not shy of everybody else racing with him. And he's saying, no, I'm going first. And he's saying, no, you hold back, I'm going first. Can you see a scene like this? They're going not consensual, happy. They're going to rape a group of guests of a Nabi. Lut alayhi salam says, these are my guests, do not disgrace them. He says, have we not told you, don't interfere with the world? Meaning, allow us to do what is ours. When today some people say, give them their rights, they must know that what they're saying is, that tomorrow that boy, who you said allow him to be as he is, tomorrow there's a chance, your small daughter or son, 3 years old, 4 years old, will be in the house with that same boy. That boy is not going to say, are you happy to be with me? As those people came rolling down the mountain, that boy will roll towards the child. When that child comes home and he says, daddy, I don't want to go to that house. Daddy, that uncle is troubling me. Daddy is not nice. And then you start shivering. And you say, what do you mean he's troubling you? What did he do? And then your son just becomes shy. And then you see your son not behaving well. And then you take your son to the doctor. And then the doctor does an examination. And he says, where was he? Then that man on that day will understand what was meant when he said, allow somebody else to do what he wants. It doesn't end on a limit. When man is allowed to do as he feels, there is no limit after that. There is no limit where the Nabi says, there are so many girls in this town. These are my guests. فَلَا تَفْضَعُونَ Don't disgrace me. And they said, did we not warn you, if you want to get out of this town? This was known as Nabi Lut alayhi salam's nation. Quran was going to mention it till the end of time, that if ever the world was going to see a repeat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will see the repeats. He will see what the people of the past done. This ummah would also see it. When he said this ummah, he was not speaking about non-Muslims in this era. He was even speaking about Muslims in this era. He said, if in the people of the past, there was a man who was happy to have relations with his own mother in front of everyone, he said, then in this ummah there will be a man. Again, that man was not saying a non-Muslim man. The indication was, it will be a Muslim man, Muslim by name. I used to read this narration and I would say, how in front of everyone will a man ever do something? Then the world of WhatsApp came out. The world of I will take pictures of everything. The world is where one boy is raping a girl and he says, but take the snap, send it viral. Everyone must see. When this ummah will see that time, Allah save us all. Where a man tells his mother that let's become famous in the world. And she says, I want to do it also. Who can stop me? What I want, let me do it. This ummah will see all. Who will be protected is the one that goes in the other direction. That I only got a few years to be how my Allah wants me to. To just control, to hold. Otherwise there's no limit. But where we went into this Dead Sea. When the punishment of Almighty Allah then came. Punishment of Allah came. That entire area, they were not fit to ever be known as an area. Finally Jibreel alayhi salam lifted up that thing and turned it upside down. That such filth took place on this surface. That earth doesn't want the surface in it. It was turned upside down. And then waters were brought. Waters were brought. The world later on would know it as the Dead Sea. In the Dead Sea, the scientists will say so much of salt that nothing can really live. A person of Iman will say so much of Allah's curses. What can ever live there? Then a time came in the world where they began telling the people, let's go for holiday to the Dead Sea. So people went. Then came the time when scientists talk, who's the scientist? It's the devil and the men of the devil. Whatever they write, ingredients, when we were young, I remember we walked in the markets, It was written everywhere, passed by the hell foundation. That there is a hell foundation. That must be a special foundation. Hell foundation. That margarine is the best for your heart. Margarine. Don't try butter. So when we were small, we left butter completely. Why? Butter makes you fat. Butter causes heart attacks. Butter kills. The margarine people went wild in the world. Passed by the hell foundation. When we were in madrasa, we used to get margarine. Although our margarine was like what is called madrasa margarine. Madrasa margarine is like when people want to give sadaqah. Then they say to the madrasa, don't give like high type. These are students. One day someone sent to us khajur, dates, how the students ran. And it looks so nice, the dates. So everyone like, there's a sunnah of a khajur. You first open it, see, then you eat. But students, they forget whenever the food comes. So everyone started putting it. One student, he practiced on the sunnah, so he opened it. And he said, hey, there's worms in this. And then everyone's face, like, half was already down, half was here, people are running to the bathroom. And they're opening. Why that uncle said so many boxes of khajur? He said, whoever can eat this, darul student can eat anything. They said, margarine came to the madrasa in that time when we were studying. Students, after they eat, there are sometimes that margarine gets left now in your plate, so you just like, knock it off. Students are students, you're not supposed to waste, but they just knock it off, and sometimes in that basin, we would walk to the basin to wash our container. Hot water would open, hot water, and we would see the margarine not melting. That margarine would not melt. And it will make you think that if the margarine can't melt with hot water, how it's going to melt in my stomach? So I have so much heat. Later on, obviously, the margarine, people don't know, our margarine is like high quality. But you do get low quality. But in butter, put any butter under the tap, the butter will melt. Now who was that health foundation who said? That was the question. Who was that? Who told the world Dead Sea products will make your face? All they had to do is just put a signature, very good for your skin. When you see in the market today, whatever is on the shelf, realize, understand, it only reached the shelf after it passed by some organizations that don't like me. A friend of mine, his father in one of the Western countries, he created certain what is called skin products. It had a very good impact. So one group approached him. The same group is what we call this group. They said, we will market your product. Every shop will sell your product. Like how you have all the products. You wonder how it came on the shelf. Did the man phone checkers? You know, I got my stuff. Yeah, we'll buy it from you. There's a group that markets. They said, we will market your product. But there's a condition that in this product you have to add this one ingredient and then we'll market it. So for him it's my product, why must you add? And it ended on that, they never marketed. If our ingredient doesn't enter into it, that thing is not going to go high on the shelf. Then he tried to market it himself, few businesses bought, lot businesses never buy. Then he realized how the business is controlled. In those Western countries. When you see things coming on the shelf, we are forced to use what is there because they have taken over the system. But don't die for their products. That which is called Dead Sea products, at least there a woman will say, oh, that on which the curse of Allah fell, must I now rub that on my face? Even if the World Health Organization said this will make you unique, already my Allah said nothing will keep you unique. Your body is going to go. Worry of the inside. If you want to put on creams, if you want to put on gels, look for that which is natural. Look for that which is pure. And there is, you just have to look. Don't look for that which is on special. Don't every time you go to the market, you see, buy two for the price of one, that's the one I need. Because no one sells anything cheap.
unless he wants you to harm yourself. That which has its value, the man gives away. If you are going, but even after all of that, the most that you can do is to give your life a little extra shelf life. This body has been made to go down. When you will see the downhill, the beard is becoming white. Wrinkles are coming on the face. Certain marks are coming. That figure which was so unique, but no longer it keeps itself. I wanted it to be tight. The world will say, we'll do an operation, we'll make plastic surgery, we'll make you tight again. Almighty Allah said, all of that I'll do for you in Jannah. All of that I'll do for you. Your body will keep its shape. You will always be tight. A man will approach his wife, he'll always find a brand new. Almighty Allah said, that we're going to do for you there. Here we made the body and we told you it's downhill. Because we made the body and told you downhill, don't worry of shining the body so much. Because it was already said, dust is going to fall on it. It is said, rather carry on with this year to your destination. What is our destination? To bring the speech of Allah within this body, and to bring the nazar, the tawajju, the glance of Allah within this body. I must be a Mount Tur. I must be Hadhal Baladil Amin. I must be the walking Makkah Mukarrama. How Allah's tajalli falls on the Kaaba, it must be falling on me. I must be getting that nazar. Wherever I walk, I am under the nazar, the eye of my Allah. That is what I want. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Otherwise this body is going. And as it goes, 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 it lands in the fire of Jahannam. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The only body that doesn't go finally into the fire is the one that got Iman, and it got the actions that's at the demand of Iman. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Almighty Allah says, for them I have kept a reward that never gets cut. For them I have kept a reward that never comes to an end. They will then find that body that will keep itself. They will find that strength that will keep itself. They will find that enjoyment which will only get better. They will find a paradise that the next step is only one better. This world it can't. In this world it's meant to go down. And understand that. As I get older, the house can't get bigger. As I get older, the house must get smaller. As I get older, you ask the man, what are you building for now? He say, my grandchildren will come. You tell him, your grandchildren will never come. And if they come, they'll go and sleep in your son's house. They don't want to sleep in your house. Why? The grandchild, Hazrat Hakim Sahib's great-grandchild came. And the great-grandchild, he just walked in, he said, I want sweets. He said, take out sweets. He took the sweets, he went to him. Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, at least a grandchild spends few minutes with you. Great-grandchild don't even know you. If there's no sweets, they won't make salam to you. You build your house bigger, but you're getting older. That can only happen in Jannah. Because in this world, if I'm getting older, and the house is getting bigger, Allah never promised the body will get stronger. The body will get weaker. So what will happen in the ending, you'll find the uncle, he just comes back from the masjid, he sits on the chair and he says, ah, oh, my legs are pain. Then his wife, she's also going to be old auntie now, she comes and sits next to him. She says, press my legs. He says, press my back. He says, first press my legs, first press my back. As they're arguing about that, they're sitting, he says, who's going to close the curtains upstairs? She says, let's leave it, because if I close it tonight, who's going to open it tomorrow? Now you wonder what you built it for upstairs, because you were never going to go upstairs. Jannah, the opposite. Allah's Nabi said, let it start with so little, but it just gets bigger and you become stronger. If your Jannah, the garden goes far, he said the branch of that garden will come to you, you don't have to go to it. He said, I want that fruit. He said, that fruit will come. If there is one woman for you, you'll have the strength for one. When Allah will bring it to 70, you'll have the strength of 70. When the palace will get bigger, you will get stronger.
Your eye will become stronger. Jannah Allah has made, as it expands, you become able to go for the entire. This world, the opposite. No matter how big the world is, man was told, you coming down. And I'm coming down, you coming down, is it worth it? So the message that we has given is, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. No matter who we are, we will never reach anything close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On his beginning, he was told, you are unique. And then he was told, but be ready for turbulence. Me and you, where we are? Where we are? But Allah also gave us. He gave us iman. Allah took away a lot of problems. So he opened our hearts also to iman and Islam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. And that burden which finishes a man, Allah also took it away from us. That's why I open my fridge, I do get my food. My freezer I open, I do have my food. I press the lights, majority of the time the lights do come on. Sometimes they don't come on. I open my tap, majority of the time water comes, sometimes it don't come. So Allah took away a burden. We don't have that burden. Like how you'll find in some countries, the person takes the bucket, they have to walk 3 kilometers to fill up water, then they have to come back. So Allah says, didn't I remove that burden? He removed it from us. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ For Rasulullah saw how high he made his name. But for us also, Allah made our name. Whenever I'll say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, an angel is told to take my name right in front of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that not an honor for my name? It was said when the people of this ummah, that man will say Allah's name, he will make dhikr on earth. His name is taken by the arsh of Almighty Allah. Is that not lifting up your name? I have made it high, your name. I have not done it. Then Allah Tabarakallah says, I have done all of that. But this world will have its turbulence. Don't let that stop us from our purpose. And then what is the purpose? The purpose is that the outside Allah said, I made it smart. But don't ever fall in the fault of what was called the fig and the olive that was not preserved. That can also get rotten, I can also get rotten. When that gets rotten, no one can say Allah took an oath on it. He will say Allah took an oath on the unique fig and olive. The one that had something in it that kept it fresh. And if it lost its freshness, it changed its environment, it went rotten, it will not be put in the salad. Similarly, me and you, when Allah said, I need you, but there was no guarantee that you're going to remain unique till the end. We need to bring ingredients within us. Allah bless us, we bring in Quran, and we bring in such a system around our life that Allah's special attention is always on us. And the easiest for that day is Salah, Allahu Akbar, under Allah's power, under Allah's attention. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under Allah's attention. I talk his talk, I walk his walk, I have his fikr, I have his thought, I have his concern. I love his life and I enjoy whatever fell on him. Little bit of that also falls on me. I want to become a Kaaba, a walking Kaaba. I want to be Mount Tur, I want to be Tur Sinin. Allah Tabarakallah give it to me, Allah Tabarakallah give it all. We got one world, one life, we just have to reach that destination. When that comes, after that you won the match, you see, the man will be picked up on the shoulder, now others will be carrying him, now he'll be taken, now the food will be made, now they'll tell him, you did your job already, you won the race. After today you don't ever have to go through difficulty. That's what we are walking towards. You got one race. You just have to reach there. Turbulence will come, we have to move past it. We just have to move. But what it is, not to shine my outside, to worry of my inside. Not to shine my outside, to worry of my inside. I lift up the mirror, say, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. Allah, how beautiful you made my outside. Fahassin khuluqi. I ask you, please make my inside. Please make my inside. May Allah Tabarakallah make the insight of every one of us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.